But the police report's not available today, so we're going straight to another matter, which is leading to a fair bit of confusion, actually. Let's get stuck into this. This is what it says on page 4, Council Post today. Cape York traditional landowners, having locked the gate on access to the tip, have extended an olive branch to tour operators by inviting a discussion about a user-pays access system to the prized site. Now, it goes on to say, on Monday, the Gudang Aboriginal Corporation moved to restrict access to north of the Croc tent on Pajinka Road, about 15 k's short of the continent's most northern point. Tour companies with solid bookings right the way through the travel season have been caught off guard by the 11th hour decision. Now, concerned about bucket list travellers cancelling bookings, operators plan to come together to discuss a tip access proposal to ensure guests can tick off one of the nation's most envied destinations. Look, I've put a call through to Peter Scott, the Cookshire Mayor, to sort out whether, is it going to close? Has it closed already? Could there be negotiations to avoid the crisis? I don't know what's going on. He's on the line, the Cookshire Mayor. G'day, Pete.
G'day, John.
What is the situation as it stands today to get through to the tip?
As it is right now, John, look, there's two issues here. One is the road, the Peninsula Development Road, and with that the associated council roads as well. All of them are saturated at the moment and nobody's allowed to drive up here. If they do, they will damage the road and we don't have the money to fix them up. That's the common denominator for all councils on Cape York. We've got no spare money of our own. So the only way we can fix our roads up is through the disaster recovery funding arrangements. You know, we used to be the NDRRA. But look, if the roads are closed at the moment. So, but that the reason is because the roads aren't in a suitable state for people to drive on. Look, and that could go on for another couple of weeks yet, probably, because we've got a bit more of a monsoon surge coming through, maybe later this week, early next week. So those roads, but this is standard operating procedure every year. So that's one issue. The second issue is the access onto landowner property, that allows people to have a decent experience up there. John, what happened was the state and federal governments, they gave this land back to, it was Crown land, it was state land, they gave it back to the traditional owners following the Mabo decision. So these people are the genuine owners of that land, just the same as the property owners, the cattle lease owners. You know, it's actually a stronger tenure than the property owners have got. But those people up on the Cape, just like your property owners, are very proud of their country and they're very caring of their country too. And they've had a fair bit of abuse happening, but the abuse is also a result of not enough facilities being in place. Now, two things. One, the land has been actually given back to the people by the state and federal governments. Two, the Peninsula Development Road is being rapidly improved. Mm. So we're going to get a bridge over the Jardine and, over the Archer and over the North Laura probably next year, which will just increase it even more. Tourism numbers have been going exponential, but there hasn't been an associated increase in the number of toilets, number of camping grounds, number of rest areas, layover areas. So these people are getting increased numbers coming up to their country without the capacity to actually deal with them or cater for them. Mm. And it's like you and me. If we ask somebody to come around to our place, we want it in good shape. So when they go away, they think, it's a nice spot to visit and well done. It's exactly the same position. So I'm pointing the finger squarely at state and federal governments. Mm. To support these people. As I said before, we've got no spare money of our own, Cookshire, and the Indigenous communities have got even less money of their own. So I'm pointing the finger at the state and feds to say, come on, get a hold of a bit of this increased tourism dollar. And I think I've mentioned before, it's $50 billion are spent internationally every year by Australian travellers. They can't go overseas at the moment. So a lot of that's going to come into the local domestic economy, domestic tourism. So let's get a hold of some of that through GST and through sales revenue and that sort of stuff and start developing a few facilities up on the Cape that will actually cater for people instead of going out and going to the toilet all over the place and leaving toilet paper around, they've got facilities and amenities up there. So to try and make this happen, I know that the TTNQ, the Torres Cape Indigenous Council Alliance, landowner groups, and hopefully the state government are getting together, I hope in the short term, to make to make some sort of commitment. So these people have got something to look forward to. The finger I'd point, or the person who I think should really be taking a role in this is our state member, Cynthia Louie. And Cynthia needs to take a lead on this one and look after the Indigenous people up on the Cape and the landowners. It's not just the traditional landowners either. It's the pastoralists and the everybody else too who have got special sites. And, you go and ask them for permission to come onto their property and have a look at this or do this and do that. It's exactly the same thing. But you need to have facilities, amenities and capacity to look after them. And the people up here can't do that on their own.
All right, let's have a look at the immediate future, if you like, beyond this possible surge in the monsoon next week or the week after or whatever. Will there still be a blockage 15 k's from the tip?
Well, this is what we're hoping is going to get discussed. And as it said today, there's an olive branch being extended, but I think that olive branch is contingent upon some sort of commitment from the state to say, okay, the people up there, the Yatakina elders, are wonderful people. They're a wonderful bunch of people. They came down and saw us here in Cooktown just a couple of years ago, and they're very proud of what they've got up there. But they need some sort of indication that, we will get something happening. We will be able to cater for them. The extra 50,000 tourists are going to come up in the next couple of years. We will have some sort of capacity to look after them. So the olive branch has been extended. It will only be, expanded and taken up if there's some sort of tangible support offered. This question about charging an entry fee, that's like a cry for help to say, come on, we need to be able to run this. We need to be able to operate it properly. And everywhere else, I think it's only fair anyway, everywhere else in the world, if you go to a national park or a scenic Yellowstone or something like that, you're paying to go in, but that's because it needs to be maintained, managed and operated properly.
Do you know, though, I think there'll be a whole lot of grey nomads hearing this saying, gee, this is a dreadful level of uncertainty in our planning for the next 3 and 4 and 5 weeks. Is there any way we can avoid that uncertainty? Any development that could put that uncertainty to one side?
Look, John, what I'd say to those people out there who are absolutely precious to all of us on the Cape, or the vast majority of us on the Cape, is that come up to the Cape. Make your plans to come up to the Cape anyway. We've got wonderful, wonderful facilities up at Weipa, around Weipa, out at Lockhart River, at Pomperaw, at Arrowtown, at Cookshire. We've got our fabulous 2021 Expo, Cape York Expo, happening in June. So there's plenty of places on Cape York where people can come and enjoy themselves. And fingers crossed, and let's keep pushing, particularly with Cynthia's support, to get some sort of fix up so people can actually go up to the tip itself as well. So I'd still ask people to make plans to come up and just give us support. Get in touch with your local member and say, come on, we need to get up there. We need to help these people out to make it happen.
All right, Pete, thank you for the update.
Good on you, mate.
Peter Scott there. He's the Cookshire Mayor on the line from Cooktown.